Remembering the Nealands, featuring one of their final interviews and cheering for Autumn Nealand as she takes her next steps on a special edition today of Homecoming Radio. Hello, hello, and welcome to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. This is gonna be good. It's a room full of fun. Hey, guys.
Hello.
And we have Kevin Williams in the house. I'm here. Joyce Martin.
Hello.
Gene McDonald.
Hello, folks.
Gerald Wolf.
Welcome back.
Tori Taff.
Hi there.
Ken Davis.
Hey.
Buddy Green. I'm Daniel Britt, and here's the man of the hour. It is our wonderful host, Bill Gaither.
Bill.
That's right, Daniel. Yeah. Let's get started. Hey, it's going to be good.
We're going to get it all kicked off with the whole Homecoming gang today on Homecoming Radio.
Yeah. Kicking us off. Boy, I hear the voice of Amber Nealand in that one. That's a good old tune.
Here are the Nealands.
Bill, this one features some special guests like Joseph Habedank and the Gaither Vocal Band.
Baby Moses in the water, in the bulrush, Pharaoh's daughter. Growing up in the palace, being raised by a king. Little Moses, prince of Egypt, heard the captive cry for freedom. That yearning for deliverance that the Hebrew children sing. Brother Moses, with the shoes off, this is holy ground to stand on. How is this bush that's burning not consumed by the flame? Lamb's blood upon the doorpost and the angel passing over. Finally Pharaoh saying, take your people far away. Moses saw the hand, Moses saw the hand. Moses saw God's hand, but he longed to see his face. Oh, Moses saw the hand, Moses saw the hand. Moses saw God's hand, but he longed to see his face.
Passing through the walls of water, walking on dry ground.
A cloud by day to lead him, and a fire by night to guide him.
And hungry children feeding on the manna all around.
And Moses on the Mount Shekinah.
Everybody, it's Gordon Mote here, and we're glad you've joined us for Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. We're going to go back a few months before the tragedy that caused the Neelands to depart from us way too soon. But as we were starting this new Neelands record, they sat down with Daniel and talked about it. And here's part of that interview.
Well, here with Homecoming Radio, Daniel Britt, Jason, yes. Autumn, and Kelly, and I'm going to set this up a couple of ways. This is like peeling layers of an onion, because you've got Jason, and you've got his talent, his family, then you've got Kelly and her family, and then you even have like a family name like Lefevre, right. That it goes back even probably, to the 1800s, I think, even in the late 1800s. I've heard Eva May talk about it, those early, you know, even before her time, right? So there, you've got this wonderful legacy, and you fast forward through all the groundbreaking moves that name Neelan has really brought to gospel music. And here we sit right now. This is like legendary status here, and I'm right in the middle of all of you. There's a lot in that brain creatively. Did you know what bargain you were getting?
I did not know he was going to talk 24/7 about whatever is in that brain. Yeah. I mean, there's sometimes I'm like, whoo, that's a lot. But there's a lot in there, so yeah, right. You just listen.
We don't have time to go through it, but there's a few groups in gospel music that would be considered like a masterclass or a factory. Producing great singers have come through the alumni of fill in the blank, and there are several groups out there. The Neelands are certainly part of that. And I touched on this, your time as soloist or just as the star voice of the Neelands that we recognized out front, but also people like Janet Paschal and Karen Peck and Charlotte Ritchie, and right. I mean, the list goes on, and even Stan Whitmire, musicians, Jeff Stice. Oh my goodness. And of course, Rex, you know, your dad. And now you've kept that going with the next generation. That sounds like a cliche, but it's true. You've got Amber and Autumn have really grown into this talent, and it's multiplying now. You've got in-laws. You got kids.
I know. It's unbelievable. It's happening. And now I'm waiting on grandkids, and they're going to sing also. They can play something. Sure. But my daddy would be so thrilled. I mean, and he really never got to hear Autumn sing. You know, so he would just be like over the top, you know, just so proud. And Amber, you know, her talent. Of course, she grew up. Autumn didn't really want to sing, mm-hmm. but I could hear her singing in her room and knew that she could sing anything. Amber, the minute she was born, she was ready to hold that mic. And she was just always, always great. But I'm so proud of them. I look up on the screen, especially during this Gaither thing, and I'm usually sitting by Mark Lowry, and I said, "Look at them! I mean, how could you not be proud? Yeah. This is my opinion, and I'm their mama, so I think they're beautiful, and I think they have beautiful anointed voices, and I could not ask for anything more."
years ago, and I agree with you, I thought the same thing. I would watch the Collingsworth family, and I'd see them get up there, and I would think, what must be going through mom and dad's mind to see this is, you know, because kids, let's face it, kids, sometimes it's not always the most fun to hang out with mom and dad. But now, as a parent, you're looking at your kids and you're like, "This, I'm savoring this moment because it may not always be like this." And to hear that harmony and to do something cooperative together and it's productive and it's honoring God, all that. So then it's exactly what you're saying there is echoing that. So thanks for letting me in the window of a parent with that.
Yeah.
Because so Amber, you're right. Amber, we grew up hearing and knew that and incredible talent. And then Autumn, I think from an outsider's perspective, our opinion was like, where did she come from? Like that was a total surprise.
It was out of the blue. Yeah, I mean, yeah. What happened was Jason got sick. Not that he's always sick.
Okay, it goes back to this.
Reoccurring thing around here.
No, but he got laryngitis or something on a cruise. Yeah. And so we had to have the extra singer. Yeah. And we didn't give her a choice. It was like, you're
the
coming.
Family business.
And she did it, and we never let her go down again. So, and it just, I mean, it's unbelievable how good she is. And I don't mean to be bragging about my children, but I'm bragging on my children. Okay. And they're just so, so good. And they have that, you know, Daddy had this talent of being able to hear parts and hear. And so it's just passed down from him to me to them. They have incredible ears. And they just hear when there's a bad part or they have great pitches and I'm just proud of you.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I'll never know just why he to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. If not for grace, my soul would be a drifting ship with no safe harbor from the angry waves. But Calvary's cross shines brightly through the darkest storm, and just in time
the Nealands from what would be their final project, Loving You, here on Homecoming Radio. And we're remembering these sweet people that left us on July 26, 2024.
And it's sad for all of us in this hard to express how we feel. four young lives taken way too soon. Kelly and her husband, Jason, Amber and her husband, Nathan Kistler. What beautiful young people. And we're going to miss them in so many different ways. I am going to miss them because on any program that I had, I could look at Jason and say, Jason, I need a trio on this last verse or on this first verse. Can you help me out? And he said, yep, we'll be there and we'll be ready.
Here at Homecoming Radio, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Kevin Williams may be responsible for pairing this song with this artist, Chris Blue. And I watched this on the plane to Seattle, and it had been a little while since I'd heard this song by Bill, Joy Comes in the Morning, and Chris Blue did an amazing job. We're going to hear it here in a second. And then later that day, we got the horrible news of the Neelands, and in that room, Wesley Pritchard, it came to his mind. He said, we've got to sing this song. And so having heard it twice in that one day, for me...
Two different contexts.
Before and after. And yet the lyric was still true.
It's beautiful.
Considering what happened to you, these lyrics are just amazing.
If you knelt beside the rubble of an aching, broken heart, when the thing you gave your life to fell apart. You're not the first to be acquainted with sorrow, grief, or pain. But the Master promised sunshine after rain. Hold on, my child.
Hold on, my child.
Joy comes in the morning. Weeping only lasts for the night. Hold on, my child. Just inside. To invest your seeds of trust in God, in mountains you can't move. You have risked your life on things you cannot prove. But to give the things you cannot keep for what you cannot lose. Now that's the way to find the joy that God has for you. Hold on, my child.
That was Chris Blue on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
I'll never forget that the survivor daughter came in the room. The first thing she said, I just lost my whole family.
Unbelievable.
I'll never forget walking into that room late.
Yeah.
And seeing her surrounded with love, care, hearing Gloria sing to her.
Mm. Yeah. I remember thinking, looking at that little tummy pooching out there, and thinking, you know, they say it takes a village, and I
I was looking around thinking, this is your village.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These are the people that are that'll be there.
You know what impacted me the most that day? And just those few moments that we shared together, because I'm from the South, and we sugarcoat everything, and we like choose our words so carefully sometimes that we never say what we really mean. Mm-hmm. And to stand there in that heavy, heavy moment, and for you just to like,
yeah,
state the facts, and then for Gloria to look at that child and say, you know that song that you sang about the angels, and she says, say it.
Yeah, she did.
On my hardest days, I want to remember that God has an army of strong and mighty angels waiting to get out of battle for me, my family, and for my future.
She just looked at this girl, and it was almost like the, you guys read a moment so well. Yeah. You're like the world, and all of us see you guys and as songwriters and performers and artists and all the beautiful things that the world knows you as. But in that moment, I saw you guys leading us to a place of honest. I mean, the healing started in that room.
Oh, yeah, it did.
And it still it's overwhelming to me. How that happened. Because I think that was the catapult for us all to be okay.
Yeah.
And she did it. She did it.
She did it, and it brought her some strength in the moment and brought us strength.
I'm telling you.
It was a beautiful moment.
She basically said two things when she came to the hotel into our room. The first thing was I just lost my whole family. And then we said, we have got to meet with the artist, Autumn. She said, can I go with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, you're a trooper, and you can, and you should be.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I looked up and saw her walk in the room,
she walked in. And I remember what I said that night. I said, the Neelands were on a private plane. Autumn came in commercially. They were on a private plane that went down somewhere over Utah or Montana, and they didn't make it.
Yeah.
And you have to get it out there and deal with it.
Yeah.
And say, okay, where do we go from here? You know,
and see, one of the great things I heard from you is, I'm not where you've been. I'm not where you are.
I don't know how she felt. Yeah. I've never been that
situation.
Yeah.
And that's for me, you know, through this, I don't know what God's doing.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm there.
Yeah. You're there.
Words are cheap at that point.
Oh,
if you don't watch, you're going to say too much of the wrong thing.
Right.
Too much. And I thank God that night. All I knew what to do, all I didn't know what to do is sing.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
And I don't even know what
you
to
are
sing.
There, and what? You've been there, and you and Terry continue to be there.
That's right. All I know is just to love her. And
That's all we can do.
So.
Yeah.
The fact that Gloria would say to her, say it.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. And see, my little heart—I wouldn't. I would never ask her to do that.
No.
But that was the right thing to do.
Oh, we were intimidated by the situation. Yeah.
It was the most profound. I was like, and then I was like,
Maddie Rose. Maddie Rose. I just Gloria said that we're holding each other.
I was a puddle. Yeah,
that was perfect. It was just what needed to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Remember in the dark what you learned in the light.
And yes, sir, buddy.
It is still hard for me to get my mind wrapped all around. That's it.
Me too.
Now the journey is behind you, gentle peace has settled all around, host of heaven now surround you. It's time, sweet warrior.
Father's angels, they don't float on some cotton ball cloud, but they're fierce and intimidating. Nearly everyone in the Bible that has seen an angel face to face fell on their face in fear. But the first word out of the angels' mouths were, "Fear not." On my hardest days, I want to remember that God has an army of strong and mighty angels waiting to get out of battle for me, my family, and for my future. One day, they're going to deliver me into the loving arms of my Heavenly Father, who has taken care of me all along.
Come, oh come, yes, come, sweet angel
Ben. Ken Davis here at Homecoming Radio. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Now, let's go outside of the studio where some of our co-host sat down in person.
And here's part of that now.
Gordon Mote, Gene McDonald, I'm Daniel Britt. And as we're featuring some tunes from the final Neelands project, you know, they say hindsight is 20/20, and I think that's partially true. I think there are exceptions to that rule, which is what you alluded to. We have lots of questions when we get home.
Oh, sure.
I can't wait to see what happens with Autumn's next chapter. But again, going back and looking at the order of events, it was about 6 months before the tragedy. I sat down backstage at a concert. It was a Christmas concert with Jason and Kelly and Autumn. Amber was supposed to be there, but she said, go on without me. She had to do something. And so it was just the three of them. And it may be one of the final interviews that they've given. We're just now ready to feature this. And some sweet moments where Mom and Dad are talking about just what Gordon said, Autumn being the shy one. And suddenly she found her voice.
Well, she found her voice in a big way on this Neelands record. And like I say, we're about to go in and start working on her new record, and I can't wait for people to hear it. We've already kind of picked some songs and writing songs, and she's got something to say. She knows what she wants to say, and it's pretty amazing that Autumn is now carrying that torch.
And I'll get to hold the baby while she's singing her vocals.
You'll have to fight me for it.
What a song, and these songs do hit differently in this perspective. Autumn Neela, here on Homecoming Radio.
Amber, Kelly, Jason, Nathan, see you at the house.